From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County is not on the list as yet, but Pacific Gas and Electric activated its Emergency Operations Center last night to monitor a potentially strong and dry offshore wind event Wednesday and Thursday of this week. PG&E's operations teams continue to actively monitor the weather system that could impact portions of the Sierra foothills and the North Bay. Due to the forecasted extreme weather conditions and dry fuels, PG&E is considering proactively turning off power for safety and implementing a public safety power shutoff across portions of 17 counties. At this time, no PSPS has been called, and PG&E will provide updates several times a day. Lake and Mendocino counties are on the list currently. Once again, Humboldt County is not. A 26-year-old man will spend nearly 35 years in prison in the death of his grandmother in Hoopa. 50-year-old Cheryl Bussell, with her final words, reportedly told police that Lawrence Bailey was her killer. Lost Coast Outpost reports 3 years after the fact, Bailey admitted what he had done. Bussell was killed just hours after celebrating Thanksgiving in 2016 with her family. As part of his plea deal, Bailey agreed to give up all credit for the time he has spent in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. An arrest has been made in the beating of a man last month in Eureka that led to his death. September 26th, 55-year-old Brett Keiling, who had just moved to the area from Indiana, was found badly beaten near the 400 block of 3rd Street. As a search for a suspect ensued, Keiling was hospitalized and died of his injuries last week. Arrested in the incident, 22-year-old Connor Whited from Nashville, Tennessee. He was located and taken into custody. He's being held in lieu of $1 million bail. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office is expanding the way it investigates suicides by using a consolidated risk assessment profile in hopes of learning how to prevent future deaths. The checklist tracks real-time trends to determine who in the community is most at risk of suicide and what system changes can be made to prevent future suicides, with questions about age, gender, cause of death. It also expands to an extensive list of questions about evidence of addiction, financial or job problems, and relationship stress. The California Highway Patrol is observing National School Bus Safety Week this week, urging drivers to do their part to help keep children safe by being alert when approaching school buses and bus stops. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, students are about 70 times more likely to get to school safely when taking a bus instead of traveling by car. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.